proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue looking at the commandment which Jesus Christ defined as the second commandment, the second greatest commandment in the law, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. In our last session, we looked at the different meanings of the word love in the New Testament. Today, we'll consider the second part of the statement of that commandment, namely, love thy neighbor as thyself, and deal with the question, what is a neighbor? The term neighbors denotes people who served as objects of a believer's love. The context in which that word appeared indicated the extent of that meaning. For most people, a neighbor is someone who is near. As Solomon wrote in the book of Proverbs, "Better a neighbor that is near than a brother that is far off." For many Jews, the concept of having a neighbor extended only toward other Jews. However, God did not view the matter in that way. The well-known story of the Good Samaritan described in the 10th chapter of Luke's Gospel will illustrate this idea. A lawyer approached Jesus Christ, asking the Lord to define the two greatest commandments of the law. In the Savior's reply, he mentioned the commandment to love one's neighbor as himself. How did the lawyer respond? Luke tells us that, quote, he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" unquote. The lawyer perhaps wanted to see if he could limit the application of that second great commandment, to love your neighbor as yourself, to limit it only to fellow Jews. In response, Jesus Christ presented an account about how a Samaritan assisted a beaten and robbed traveler after a priest and Levite had primarily refused to do so. The Samaritan came along and ministered to the fallen man, binding his wounds up, pouring oil and wine on them as healing unguents. The Samaritan also took this wounded man to an inn and paid for his boarding and paid for his treatment. After concluding the parable, Jesus Christ asked the lawyer, "Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves?" The lawyer couldn't even bring himself to mention the name Samaritan. So he rejoined, quote, "He that showed mercy on him," unquote. By doing so, this lawyer acknowledged that even Samaritans, a people whom the Jews cordially hated, even a Samaritan fell into the category of who is a neighbor. Paul likewise defined a neighbor as somebody who deserves love. In the 13th chapter of the book of Romans, he commanded his readers, quote, "Owe no man anything but to love one another," unquote. Paul believed that the term neighbor did not exclusively refer to someone who lived nearby. Rather, every human being was a neighbor, someone who was near, to every other human being. That classification even included enemies, a fact which Jesus Christ himself pointed out in his Sermon on the Mount. Therefore, when the Savior told that Jewish lawyer in Luke 10 to, quote, "love thy neighbor as thyself," unquote, he set forth a standard. An individual should esteem others to the same degree that he esteems himself. What does it mean to love your neighbor as you love yourself? We'll look at that in the next session. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.